St. Augustine, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we keep the feast day of one of the greatest saints of the Catholic Church, a saint who influenced countless writers and thinkers and saints, as well as ordinary Catholics, not only in his own age, but really down throughout the century. St. Augustine, great bishop, confessor, one of the four great Western doctors or teachers of the Catholic Church. St. Augustine wrote the rule which St. Anthony followed in his early years. Remember, he was 15 when he became a canon regular of St. Augustine. And under the rule of St. Augustine and in his order, which St. Augustine actually started just a few years after his conversion and baptism, St. Anthony rapidly mounted to perfection. Still today, many religious follow the rule of St. Augustine. The good sisters that were with us last week, for example, they follow the rule of St. Augustine. St. Augustine, we all know at least a thumbnail sketch of his life about how bad he was for so long, the despair of his mother, the holy tears of St. Monica in due time converting him. St. Augustine, you might say his whole life long, even though he was a voluminous writer, St. Augustine was mostly concerned with speech. At that time, one of the cornerstones of a good classical education, especially for anyone who wanted to go into public affairs, was to study and to master what was called rhetoric, the idea of being able to speak in a coherent way, to express ideas in a way that was pleasing to the ear, that was literary and learned, but in a way, too, that was able to influence others. St. Augustine himself was an excellent teacher of rhetoric, and at some point, having taught it in different places, this is when he was a pagan or a Manichaean heretic and leading a somewhat immoral life still, he finally went to Rome and he opened up his own school of rhetoric. For one reason or another, he was not successful there in Rome, and he thought that he would go up to Milan, which at that time was more the capital of the empire, and try his luck there. There he was spellbound. He fell under the influence of one of the greatest preachers of the day, St. Ambrose, who had gone to Milan as a public official, but then was elected as the bishop. St. Ambrose for St. Augustine stood apart from so many other public speakers of the day because, and St. Augustine knew it well, as he had been probably guilty of this himself, so many of them spoke in a way that was full of flattery, what's called self-aggrandizement. They did it in order to get something out of people. Well, the way politicians speak or act today, pretty much that was the rule of oratory. But here St. Ambrose was, using all of his skill just for God's glory and for soul salvation. So St. Ambrose was a man that St. Augustine, as a professional, could truly admire, from whom he could learn the art of rhetoric even better, but who really inspired him to take that last step towards the Catholic faith, because he saw someone in his field, his equal, his better, who was practicing it. And so St. Augustine was baptized and then founded his religious order, became a bishop in northern Africa. Now, St. Anthony, after the example of St. Augustine, so many other saints, St. Anthony was a very persuasive preacher. Sometimes he would just say a few words, and already people would be converted. Whether it be though the case of St. Anthony or St. Augustine or anyone else, we know that if it's just talk, you know, that sort of inspires people and says, oh, that was just great to hear. But if it doesn't translate into action, and if it doesn't come from a heart which is full of the love of God, it just remains talk. It's something that entertains us, a bit like watching television or a movie, and then we turn away and we go back and we do something else. Great speech inspires us to great deeds, and it comes out of the love of God. St. Anthony learned that following St. Augustine's rule in those quiet years of his early life. And that was why, in just about only 3-4 years of public preaching, he was able to do so much in the way of converting sinners, directing the just to greater holiness, and stomping out heresy. St. Augustine's celebrated prayer is, "Thou hast made our hearts for thee, O Lord, and they will never rest quietly until they rest in thee." Let us ask these two great doctors and preachers, Augustine and Anthony, on St. Anthony's Tuesday today, for the grace to say what we say out of the love of God. And when we hear something, always to translate it to some kind of a practice which will prove our love of God. And now we begin with the hymn or devotion to St. Anthony.